Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Our Father's Day Sunday show. A lot of listeners suggesting father songs that we could play throughout the show today. Father and Son by Cat Stevens made me cry. Leader of the Band made me cry. What else here? Someone at our church always sings Daddy's Hands at church every Father's Day. All right, seen about that one. Here's one, a boy named Sue. Oh, it is about the father. It's about the father who named his son Sue so he would be tough.
Yep.
Right?
This world is rough, and when a man's going to make it, he's got to be tough.
And that's why I named you Sue. Sue.
So you can thank me for the gravel in your gut and the spit in your eye.
Wow. It's amazing what's going on in that brain of yours.
How many times did we hear these songs
growing up? Yeah, come on, be like the rest of us and forget stuff.
And if I ever have a son, I'm going to name him Bill or George. Anything but Sue.
He's the one that says, how about Luther Vandross's Dance with My Father? That's a nice one.
Yeah.
Paul Peterson, My Dad. Remember that. Paul Peterson was the son on the TV show, the Donna Reed Show.
Donna Reed Show, yeah.
In one episode, he got up on stage and sang a song about his dad.
I remember that.
I'm sure it would make me cry. Let me see here.
There's a Leave It to Beaver that would make you cry, dealing with fathers.
Leave It to Beaver episode?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. That one's... I can't even watch that show. what else here? What else do we have here? A lot of people. There's a song by Leon Redbone called Dancing on My Daddy's Shoes.
Don't know that one.
I don't know that, but I like Leon Redbone. I'm going to look for that. I like like to hear a little Leon Redbone today. That would be nice. Eddie Fisher's Oh My Papa. Patches, I'm Dependent on Your Son.
Your Son, Clarence Carter.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Where the father dies and leaves the whole farm to him to take care of.
Yep. Once again, here we go.
Another cheery song.
Papa's Every night I heard my mama pray, Lord, give me strength to face another day.
Papa's got a brand new bag.
That's James Brown.
Yep.
Happy Father's Day. Wow. In hot tub. All right. So we'll look for some. We'll look for some of those lovely Father's Day songs. Much better than the one that I picked to start the show today. In the meantime, let's welcome to the program the fathers of Dave Schwann and Andy Mazur. Mr. Paul Schwann joining us on the program this morning. Mr. Schwann, good morning. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you, Mr. Richards.
Mr. Richards.
How are you, Dean?
I'm doing very well. It's so nice to hear your voice.
Yes, yes. This has become an annual affair.
That's right. That's right. Schwanny keeps me updated on how you're doing, and you're more active. You put all of us to shame of how active you are.
Well, I try to keep active. In fact, Dave and I were out at the dunes just last Thursday. We walked almost 3 miles on some of the trails out there.
That's amazing. That's fantastic. And let me just, you don't mind if I ask your age, just because I want everyone to hear that a man of your age walked 3 miles at the Indiana dunes.
Yes, I was 98 this past April.
About that. Isn't that amazing? 3 miles in the dunes. Good for you. Good for you.
He did it, too. I kept asking him if you want to stop now. He says, no, let's keep going. Let's keep going.
Yeah, I know. Also, joining us on the phone, the father of one Mr. Andy Mazur, Steve Mazur. You got a lot to live up here, Mr. Mazur. You know, you got Schwanny's dad walking 3 miles at age 98. Good morning and happy Father's Day.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
I can't keep up with him, and I'm only 78, so my congratulations, sir. You're one heck of a man to try to pattern myself after.
I'll tell you what, he's an amazing man. You're both amazing guys. We know from chatting with you both over the years. What do you both remember from Father's Day with your sons? Do you remember certain things that they did? Certain gifts, certain celebrations, anything special that happened? Paul, let's start off with you.
Well, we always went out to dinner someplace in the area, and we're planning to do that again today. As soon as Dave gets off work, he's coming out here to northwest Indiana, and we're having dinner together at the Crossroads of America. That's on Indianapolis Boulevard in Schererville. Yeah. It's Highway 41, goes all the way from Lake Superior to Key West, Florida, and the east-west road goes from the east coast to the west coast. That's Highway 30, and they cross right there in Schererville where this restaurant's right on the corner. Been there since 1930s as a chicken place. Now it's a full-fledged restaurant, but that's where we're having dinner later this afternoon.
And that's quite a plug. I would expect that there might be a Father's Day comp dinner involved here. Very, very nice. What about you know, when he was a little kid, did he make things for you for Father's Day, little, you know, Father's Day presents that you remember, anything like that? Paul?
He doesn't remember.
Trying to remember?
Oh, you talking to me or Steve?
Yeah, well, let's stick with you for a minute here. Let's stick with you.
Okay.
For a minute. Yeah.
Nothing special. I'm sure there were gifts that I can't remember any of. When he was home, that's been a number of years ago because he left home at 21 or so.
Yeah.
Went to Chicago in the big city, but I can't remember anything specific at this point. That those years are quite a few years behind me.
He may still have a tie or a pair of socks that was given to him.
You didn't do any handicrafts, Shawnee? Anything that you made?
Well, yeah, those are
the most beloved kind of gifts.
Yeah, I did some stuff really kind of one or two times for my mom in Cub Scouts and also in shops, you know, a wood shop project,
right,
or a metal shop project,
right,
made things,
right,
like that.
Yeah.
That type of thing. So.
So Paul, or Steve rather, how about you? What do you remember from young little Andy remembering Father's Day?
Young little Andy. He was always older than his years. I always had a lot of fond memories of him. But the memories that stick out the most to me on Father's Day was getting together with my father and my wife's father. Our youngest son doesn't remember her father. He was gone before he could remember him. But we just had the greatest times, and especially with my dad. He was always over at the house, uninvited or what. We didn't care. We loved having him there. But then Father's Day was something special. I miss those days tremendously.
Right.
As far as gifts from Andy, he would draw something, Happy Father's Day, when he was like 4 or 5 years old.
Yep.
And I think we still have some. I think we do.
Yeah, see, that's the best, when you save stuff like that and look at it later. And, it's like the kinds of things that you want with you at every moment, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We just moved after 20-some years in Glenview to Lincolnshire. And I got to tell you something. We did not throw a lot of the memorabilia away. I still have it, and it ain't getting away. It ain't getting away. I love it. I love it.
How about you, Andy? What do you remember making, creating?
Yeah, I think I may have made you an ashtray one time when you were smoking your pipe still back in the day there. Yeah, you know, I was a great drawer. I was a great artist. I was great at everything I did, right, Dad?
Oh, absolutely.
And
the best at everything.
And very, very, very humble, too.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't believe it, just ask him. He'll tell you. That's my boy.
See, there you go.
So, Paul, what kind of kid was Schwanee? How would you describe your son Dave as a boy?
Well, actually, I don't want to glorify him too much, but he was always a good kid. Never gave us a whole lot of trouble, and I think turned out to be a very fine man.
You're being kind.
But he was, wasn't he? He obviously must have been listening to music all the time, because that's all he ever talks about now.
Time, right. Even though we fixed up the basement so he could have his records and everything down in the basement, it was always loud enough it came up through the floor without a problem. I'm sure there are a lot of other fathers with sons in the same kind of characteristics.
Sure. Well, you know, sons of our age, you know, we're growing up with the Beatles, and sure, you know, rock and roll was just really taking hold then. So, you know, it was the louder the better. You know that's
right. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So, what kind of trouble did you get in, Schwanee?
Well, I was never in jail. If that's what you're asking about.
I wasn't, but nice to know that.
I mean,
don't you ever remember just, you know, getting into kind of traumatic...
In school, yeah, where, you know, you'd be acting up in class and being sent out in the hall. I also remember a story about a teacher calling my mom after school one day and saying, I have had to separate David from the rest of the class because he keeps making noises, waving his arms, going, woo, 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 woo. And
what?
Yeah.
What was that?
You mean like the Stooges?
Like the Stooges.
Oh.
And had to be separated because he's disrupting the class.
Yeah.
So you may want to have a talk with him.
I can relate to that. I can relate to that.
You know, stuff in the neighborhood, you know, and I would hear, wait till your father gets home every so often. And that was pretty much the extent of it as far as I remember.
Paul, did you ever have to punish him?
Not very often. No, no. He was a good kid, really. I'm proud of him, right.
Steve, how about you? What do you remember, you know, from in that regard?
Well, Andy was always a good person. I mean, and a good kid growing up. Never had any serious problems with him. The only problems we had was getting him to study and getting his papers in on time. Because if it didn't if it didn't relate to communications of any sort, he didn't like it. He wouldn't do it. But my wife knew how to deal with him. She talked to him very, very strictly, and she used to type the papers for him at the last minute.
Oh.
And somebody told her not to do it anymore and let him be his own
right.
Take
responsibility for it, right?
Exactly. And but he was a good person all along. The only thing I used to drive me crazy is when he used to try to interview me every time he saw me when he was like 2 or 3 years old with his Lincoln Log.
That young, two or three years old.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
And then somebody gave him a Mr. Microphone. If I ever remember who it was, I'll never
was
talk to them again.
I think that might have been you.
Me?
Yeah.
I don't talk to myself anymore. Okay. He was a good person, though.
But,
now, don't ask me about the younger one. He was always mischievous.
And
not in serious trouble. I did get a call one time that he was in locked up because he used his ski pass in Colorado, his 4-day on his 5th day. So they locked him up, they fined him. And he had to write a composition of why he shouldn't do that. The judge was great. Judge Buck was his name. I remember.
Wow.
He just called me Buck. Okay, I called him Buck. But Andy was always, he never got in any serious trouble that I can remember.
When you say that he interviewed you, what was the kind of questioning that would take place?
Always the same, Dave. He would say, "Oh, Mr. Major, what do you think about the Cubs' chances this year? Do you think
Mr. Mazur? I love that you called him Mr. Mazur.
Very formal.
Right, Ann?
Extremely formal, yes. That was me. And you know, I ran.
Because you were copping Jack Brickhouse.
Well,
right?
yeah. We had, you know, it was my mom, my dad, my brother. And so it was feeding time when my grandparents would come over, because my dad would get you know, he would get a break.
Get a break. Yeah. Yeah.
I would hide when I saw him coming. And his mother too. She had the same problem.
Mm-hmm.
It was unbelievable.
That's
just an unbelievable. That's all he ever wanted to do from day one. Become a sports. He wanted to do play-by-play for the Cubs, and he got that at a very young age. He was able to do that at a very young age.
Yeah. And may I add, do it well when he did it.
Thank you. I always
enjoy when I
thank
hear
you.
Him when he's in
I'm
for somebody.
I'm very proud of him. I'm very proud of him.
Absolutely.
Hopefully they'll start playing baseball and he could start again.
Right. So dads, you know, this is the year. I've had you on the show here many, many times for Father's Day. I've been digging for some embarrassing dirt for years. This is the year. Give me a cute, you know, funny story about little Davey.
Well, one of the problems, of course, all teenagers, I think, are guilty of this, but they always stay out past curfew. And so the parents have to stay up and wait for them to get home. And so we had that kind of problem with Dave because he was involved with a lot of high school activities and everything. And that was actually probably the most serious problems we had with him. But
really? Wow.
I can't really think of anything, dirt to bring up on him, but aside from that, we had very little problems with him. Right?
There were times when I did come home and you were sitting in the kitchen.
Uh-oh.
And I knew when I opened the door, because our back door went directly into the kitchen,
right.
And he was sitting there, and I said, okay, I'm going to hear it now.
Yeah, yeah. So, did you get an earful when you came in late like
that? I did, yes. Yep. And then the next morning, I heard it from my mother, so, you know.
What were you doing out till all hours of the night?
We were out with...
What were you doing?
I was out with friends.
Doing watching what? The Stooges.
Doing what? You sitting around like a hot dog stand going, yuck, yuck, yuck,
well,
yuck,
yuck. Well, kind of, yeah. There were a couple of places that we would hang out. Where was a place driving around with someone similar to with a Mr. Microphone going, hey, good looking, I'll pick you up when we turn the corner again.
That's creepy. But, okay, that's just creepy now.
But yes, Dad, I do remember those times when I would come in after hours.
Yes, that's right. Lost a little sleep over that, right?
Yeah. So, Steve, spill it.
All right. Well, I told the story last year about him embarrassing me in front of Jack and Cannon, saying, "Can Bobby Douglas tackle more people?" Even though he was a quarterback, that embarrassed the heck out of me. But the thing that embarrassed me that I can remember, a new one, was when he would be able to sucker his younger brother into doing anything or saying anything, and we were at the. We were at a restaurant, the Sirloin Stockade, up in, it was either Iowa or South Dakota. I don't remember. We were having a vacation in Estes Park, and we came back. He suckered the little one to go up to the manager and tell him that sauce that they served was really bad. In fact, I'll use it. It sucks. And I could have, again, embarrassed, and Andy's sitting there holding his sides, and I knew who did it, right, Andy?
Like a puppet on a string.
So what did you say to your little brother?
I told him. I said, you know, tell this guy that this secret sauce of his is terrible.
So
tell him it sucks.
You just whisper over to him, hey, go do this.
Yeah, and he would do it.
Wow.
Incredible.
It was great.
Older brothers.
But then he got bigger than me, so I stopped doing that.
Yeah, you older brothers. I'm the youngest of four boys, and I had many things like that. It's like, hey, go tell Dean to do this or that, and I would go do it.
Yeah.
Wanted to, you know, please your brothers. So what's the game plan, Steve, for today with your ungrateful sons?
Oh, he's, you know, daddy's not. That's two sons in the world. This one is, you know, he's here, so I can say it. But he's coming over later with his girlfriend, And they're he's going to help me with a few tasks around. I got a bad leg from my back, sciatica, I guess. Oh. I just had an epidural the other day.
And that's painful.
It hasn't helped that much, but it's better. I can't say it isn't. But anyway, he's going to help me with a few projects, namely to get his mother to be able to use the remote control to get into the garage, because it's up. I think the learning button is up high, and I can't reach it.
Right, right.
So he's going to do that. He's going to help me. We just moved, and my downstairs basement is just a mess. So he's going to help me straighten out my desk a little bit, which I can't walk around there and do it well. He is a good, good son.
Yeah.
I am very proud, and I love him dearly.
Aw.
Love you too, Dad.
Aw. That's nice.
Thanks. Oh, yeah.
Are you gonna take him out to dinner today, Andy? Are you gonna order out, carry out something?
Yeah, we've already ordered some food that we're gonna pick up from Wildfire and bring it on over.
Very nice. Yeah. Gonna get those plugs in.
Yeah,
get those plugs in. Those Father's Day plugs in.
Mm-hmm. It's not gonna be free, but hey.
Is it a free dinner? I hope
for you, it's a free dinner. Yes.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. Well, it's great to talk to you both again this year, and I wish you both a very, very happy Father's Day today. And Steve, I hope your leg is feeling better, and you get back to normal soon. And Paul, as I said before, you're putting us all to shame. You're well, amazing.
One more thing before we hang up.
Yes.
I haven't met him, but I'd like to wish Steve a happy Father's Day just because we're on the phone together.
Yeah,
you're
practically
Thank
radio
you.
Partners.
Yes, yeah. Yes, right.
Second year together. Well, second year together, isn't it, Paul? glad to thank you, and happy Father's Day to you too.
Well, maybe one of these days when we're allowed to have people back in the station again, or if there's some occasion where we're out broadcasting, maybe we can have the gang together again to get
yeah.
everyone
maybe
in
up
one
tree
place
time.
Right, yeah, we've dragged Shawnee's dad up to tree time.
He was there twice.
He was.
That's right. That's
No short drive from Northwest Indiana, I might add, up to Lake Barrington.
That's true. Right. Okay. Well, good to talk to you, Mike, and have a good day today.
All right. Happy Father's Day to you too, Paul and Steve. Thank you so much. It's fantastic to talk to you both.
Thank you.
My pleasure, sir.
Bye, guys. There's great guys there.
Yeah.
It's amazing you two are as normal as you are. I mean, considering you have like such great fathers that you turned out the way that you did.
Yeah. How about that, huh?
And now we need to talk about the story that you and your brothers did one time with your father's car, putting mud.
Where we washed his car in mud.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Brand new car.
Yeah.
Literally brand new from the car dealer that day.
It was that day?
It was the day that he got the new car.
Oh.
Talk about depreciating a car.
Day that he got the new car, brand new. It was a brand new Chevy. I don't remember what year, but, like one of those. It's when, when cars, you could fit 25 people in one car, those gigantic old cars. It was a brand new Chevy, pulls it up in front of the house. He's, gets out of it. He's looking at it. He's so proud of it. He goes into the house, and the Four Musketeers go outside. We're going to wash Dad's car.
With mud.
Well, that's what was in the, it was like kind of in the street. I guess it had just rained or something. But anyway, we covered his car in mud. And we covered it in mud, washing his car. And it's amazing that we're still alive.
Yes, yes.
Survived.
You're
amazing,
all here.
Amazing that we survived that day. And that wasn't the worst things that we did.
That was the only story I know about.
Again, four boys, one house, do the math.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. Anyway, happy Father's Day to both of your dads and to all the dads celebrating today.